There's a very relevant sutra by Gurudeva on this subject, which he calls Remolding the Subconscious. Sutra 308 goes like this. My devotees succeed by remolding subconscious magnetic forces. They purge the dross through Vasana Daha Tantra, writing and burning past transgressions and current problems, then use positive affirmations. So it's a two-step process. We're focusing on the second step today. The first step is Vasana Daha Tantra, writing down the past, burning it up. Gurudeva has given us a very systematic way of doing that, which we've talked about in the past, and of course it's one of our themes for this year, is to make sure we're all up to date on our Vasana Daha Tantra, including last year, which with Gurudeva's passing had some extra sorrow hidden in it there for us all. So after we've done Vasana Daha Tantra, cleared out the subconscious mind of a lot of emotional debris, then it's time to rebuild it, remold it, change its form, change its magnetic content through the power of affirmation. The first affirmation that Gurudeva gives in the chapter on affirmations emerging with Shiva is the one we just read. I can, I will, I am able to accomplish what I plan. So there's a number of other very good affirmations in the chapter, but due to limited time, we're just going to focus on that one during this talk. So an affirmation such as this, the idea is we repeat it quite a lot. Gurudeva says 50 to 100 times a day. That's a lot. Because we're trying to change how we look at life. We're trying to change our core belief from I can't to I can. This is work. This is like starting with no muscle at all and building it back. I mean, we have to do some serious exercise here. We can't just walk around for 5 or 10 minutes. When we don't have any muscles, we have to exercise seriously every day in a regular way. Similarly, when we don't have any confidence, we have to put a lot of energy into affirmations, serious affirmation time. So Gurudeva gives us a very important key to being successful in the use of affirmations. So it's a threefold key. It is when repeating the affirmation to simultaneously think, visualize, and feel. Three actions to do at the same time. Think, visualize, and feel. So what does that mean? Think means consciously being aware of what the affirmation means. Not thinking would be to repeat the affirmation out of habit while thinking about something else. So that's self-evident. If we're fully focused on what we're saying, we know what it means, but it's easy when you do an affirmation, say 100 times a day, after a while your mind is thinking about what am I going to eat for breakfast, what am I going to do this, what am I going to do that. You know, our mind has become divided. So if we have a divided mind, if we're thinking about something else at the same time, we're not grasping the meaning. We're just repeating it out of habit. So we have to be careful to have the full mind on the one thought, and therefore we're thinking, we're understanding the meaning intellectually. Visualize. Visualize means to create a mental picture illustrating the affirmation. For example, see yourself sitting at a desk, making a plan to earn some extra money to remodel your home. See yourself earning the money and doing the remodeling. So we make up a little visualization. Doesn't have to be always the same one. Sometimes it's nice to change it, because that again keeps it from becoming a habit. So we need to picture something in our mind, which is an illustration, just like drawing on paper. This illustrates the concept of I can, I will, I am able to accomplish what I plan. So somehow we need to see ourselves planning and accomplishing something. So a visualization, a picture in the mind. At the same time, we're understanding what the words mean. That's the second element in successful affirmation. The third element is feel. Feel means to have the same feeling you will have when this is consistently happening in your life. In the case of this affirmation, it is the feelings of confidence and success from being able to accomplish what you plan. You need to feel now how you will feel in the future when you are successful and confident. So this is the part that people sometimes leave out because they don't realize it needs to be done. It's not self-evident. Visualization is common. At least thinking about what it means would always be done. But this subtlety of feeling now how it will feel to be successful, having the feelings of confidence and success. What does it feel like to feel confident and successful? We have to think that way. What does it feel like? Maybe we don't know. Maybe we never felt that way. So we have to find those feelings of confidence and success and have those present while we're doing the affirmation. Then we have the threefold practice. We think, we visualize, and we feel. Well, this is a wonderful key given to us by Gurudev. And he says, feeling is the most important part of making affirmation successful. He says, the feeling is more important than the other two by far.